the state forest. It has some good lookout points where I could try out these binoculars. I bet I could see a long way.
Are you aware that God sees you 24 hours a day? And he doesn't need any binoculars, that's for sure. Here's what Psalm 33, verses 13 through 15 say. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He considers all their works. And then Proverbs 5:21, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he knows every path we take and everywhere we go. Our story, the binoculars. Alex eagerly tore the wrapping paper off the birthday present his dad had given him. Oh, wow, binoculars, thanks. He quickly pulled them out of the box, then went to the window and scanned the yard. Cool, he exclaimed as he looked at a bird near the top of a neighbor's tree. Alex turned to his dad. Can we go to the state forest? He asked. It has some good lookout points where I could try these out. I bet I could see a long way. Well, sounds great, agreed Dad. Let's go. Dad, Alex, and 6-year-old Tyler hurried to the car. And before long, they stood on one of the lookout points and took turns checking the view through the binoculars. As Alex took a turn, he silently watched something for a moment. Dad, I see a doe and twin fawns, he whispered quietly. They're so cute. Look. Dad took the binoculars and soon located the animals. Aren't they cool? Whispered Alex. I want to see them too, said Tyler. I want to see the little deer. Dad laughed and handed the binoculars to Tyler. They're cool, Alex, Dad said out loud, but they're far away. You don't need to whisper. Oh, yeah, right, Alex smiled sheepishly. They just seem to be so close when I saw them through the binoculars, he said. They don't know we're watching them, do they? Asked Tyler. Alex shook his head. We can see every move they make, but they're so far away, they don't even know we exist, he said. Dad smiled. Does it remind you that we're being watched, too? He asked. We are? Who's watching us? Tyler asked. God is, said Alex. Isn't he, Dad? Dad nodded. We're often unaware of God's presence, just like the doe and the fawns are unaware of us. But he sees every move we make, said Dad. He sees the good things we do, and he also sees the mistakes we make. We should be careful of what we do since God is always watching, said Tyler. Yep, agreed Alex, taking the binoculars, and he doesn't need these either. Well, how about you? Are you aware that God sees you 24 hours a day? The next time you're tempted to do something wrong, remember that God is watching. Ask him to help you do what is right. And remember that he always is there to guide and protect you. Proverbs 5:21, the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. And our key thought, God sees you all the time. Whether you're doing something right or doing something wrong, the Lord sees it. And you know something, whether we're doing right or wrong, God still loves us. Because God is love. But because he loves us, we should want to please him by doing what is right. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. And we're here because kids need Christ. Thanks so much for listening.